Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully you can hear me. Okay, so I went to the doctor and they did all the tests. They've changed these tests for the eyes. It's really kind of cool because they don't like shoot this air into your eye. And that always bugs me when they shoot air into the eye. It's like you're messing with my eyes, you know. So they do a little different procedures now. And it was really... different. So it was cool. So final result, eye test, all this stuff, looking at my eyes. I really don't like HMOs, but that's okay. Doctor was nice. And they said, you're fine. You just have enlarged, your cornea is thicker than most. And so maybe I have angel, I call it alien eyes in some form, right? Yes, alien eyes. So Carrie, are you going to call in or have you called in? I don't know. Okay, good. I can turn it up more. I don't know. I keep the volume low because I don't want it loud. Yes. Okay. What is your area code? I'm like talking to the chat room. Okay, cool. I got it. Okay. So they don't tell me the name. You know, people on Skype, sometimes you get the name and they call it off Skype. I'll be with you in a minute. Let me set up the show a little bit more and then I'll talk to you. And then if anybody wants to talk to you, that'd be cool. So I went to the doctor. Oh, I've been reading this really great book, and it's, the author is David R. Hawkins. David R. Hawkins is a PhD, the doctor. He wrote the book Power versus Force, the, you know, muscle testing and all that stuff. Really, really interesting man. But as I'm reading the book, what really struck me was really kind of an interesting way of looking at how we deal with things in our lives. And he was talking about the word can't. Like, I can't do that. I can't do that. I just can't do that. And he made the point of, really, aren't your can'ts won'ts? I won't do that. I just won't do that. I won't take that test. I won't do this. And then he got into this whole process of, our wants are basically nothing more than our fears. So, I thought that was interesting. I'll get into that more. I know Carrie's waiting for me to talk to her. And I'll give you one more quote from my Abraham. Well, you know, I'll hold the Abraham quote for later. Because, well, my little statement today, which I post all over the place, and just kind of a little thought for the day. And I'll give you that real quick, and then I'll get to Carrie. You know, I'm kind of rattling on this morning a little bit, but I do that. I ramble a bit sometimes. My quote for the day was, okay, my friends, how can I inspire you today to live your dreams and passions? That was a statement I made from various sites. And then I followed that up with, one thing I would say to all of you to inspire you, Drop the fears of making mistakes or being judged. Live your passions, grow, learn, play. Yeah, I'm into this drop the fear thing. You know, like fear is the most inhibiting thing in the world. And I get some other articles. I don't know how long Carrie's going to be with me, what her schedule looks like or what's going on. So I got some articles for you to cover, and then I'll perhaps let my spirit guides talk to you a little bit later. I don't know if they're all excited about that. Yes, David R. Hawking. See, he transitioned last year, 2014. The book I'm reading is for 2012. I'd have to go to my iPad. I do e-reading of books. I haven't bought a paper book in a while. People give me paper books once in a while, but I typically like to read on my computer, my iPad. I'm one of those kind of people. Okay, so let me take bring Carrie on, and then if anybody else has a question for all of us, for the world in general, I'm kind of excited about having guests. Hello.
Hey, George and everybody. It's great to be here with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This is Carrie, I'm assuming.
It is.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions. Can we start that way? I don't know how many people are going to call in or how many people will listen. Because most of my listeners listen to the archive version of the show. It's like a 10-to-1 thing. So whatever you put out there today, people will listen to it later on. So I'm going to give you some time to kind of plug yourself so you can kind of give your website or whatever, however you want people to reach you, you can do that. Why don't we do that, start with, so we don't forget it in our conversation. So why don't you let everybody know how they can reach you.
Absolutely. Well, my hub is my website, and that's carrienola.com, K-E-R-I-N-O-L-A.com. And my work is really all about helping spiritual entrepreneurs. I love what you were talking about earlier, George, about fear. And for me, it's about how we get into relationship with our fear so it's not driving our soul's mission off course, but yet we're in partnership with it so we are able to stay on our path, our divine path, and do the work that we're here on the planet to do and serve in the way that we're meant to serve. And I was led to this work by starting out as a licensed psychotherapist in clinical practice, and just found that so many of my colleagues and peers in the therapy world and just the world of helping professionals were having a hard time getting their own practices off the ground. And while on the outside it looked like they were logistical or practical problems, what I really found with some deeper exploration was it was much less about the practical, logistical aspects of getting their work out into the world and more about what was going on inside them that was creating a story or an illusion that they couldn't do what they were here on the planet to do. So that really is what birthed my work.
Well, let me ask you one question. I think I emailed you this question. It's pretty simple. Like, I get a lot of people, and I shouldn't say a lot, but quite a few people that call into the show and want to go from their profession, whatever it is right now. Maybe they're working in an office somewhere, or they're doing some kind of, you know, traditional mainline job, and they say, I want to be in the healing arts, but I don't know what to do. And it's like, it's that first step that seems to be the killer, that how do I jump into it? How do I get started in it? You know, that's where the fear is. I got a job, it pays the bills, but I really don't want to do this anymore. So what would you, I mean, and not to take all your thunder away and not keep you from having people contact you, but what would be one first thing that people could do to start that transition? I know it takes time, but what would you suggest?
Absolutely. First off, what you just said is the first step, and that is admitting to yourself that you have been settling for something that isn't truly the fullness of why you're here on the planet. And maybe that's a corporate job, or maybe that's just doing work that maybe even you're good at it. But if you don't wake up and feel lit up by what you're doing and how you're spending your time, then it lets us know that our soul is trying to awaken to a fuller expression of our purpose. And so admitting that is step one. I think the next piece is, in order to be a healing practitioner, I think we have to experience that from the recipient side. So experience different forms of healing arts. How can you be a receiver of those things? Meetup is one of my favorite resources, doing a search on meetup.com for different topics that are of interest to you and starting to meet people who have those similar interests and passions and just having conversations and getting into an energy of learning. because that will help you to raise the vibration of what it is that you're trying to call into your reality. And I think those are two of the most powerful ways that we can align with the energy of what it is we're trying to do.
There's a question in the chat room, and that's I want to make sure I get everybody involved in the process if they have questions. I got somebody who's holding, and perhaps they have questions too, so we have a caller that we can take in a minute. But this is a good question. The question is, are you intuitive? Obviously, you say you're intuitive, and I'm not doubting that at all. But so how does your intuitiveness come into play in doing this?
Yes, that's a beautiful question. I believe we're all intuitive. I believe that shows up for us in different ways. For me, I would consider myself intuitive. I use my intuition in a sense of healing. So I don't use it to forecast or foreshadow things that may or may not be coming for people. What I do is tune into the vibration of energy that I feel, both on the planet or with a person or a group of people. And I use that to guide me to ask certain questions or open to certain curiosities that will help people to awaken to their own purpose and potential.
Could we also describe that as, I describe myself as an empath, and I've discovered over the years of doing this, over the 20-something years, that I'm really more of an empath. I read people. I read their energy. I read their soul. Could you say that you're an empath, or you could describe yourself in that manner too?
Absolutely. And for years, I had no idea what that meant. I knew I was often sick and had a hard time being around large groups of people. I knew that my body kind of responded first, and it wasn't until later adulthood, as I started growing into my intuitive gifts and my empathicness, that I began to understand what was going on in my energy field and in the presence of other people, and learned how to dance with that a little bit more gracefully. I don't know if you've had any experiences like that, George, but that's been quite a journey for me personally.
I just know things about people that I'm not supposed to know.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing about it. You know, I did a lot of psychic work in the past, and I got to the place where it's like, getting a job is really up to you. I mean, it's your vibration. It's like the law of attraction. I don't want to predict when you get a job, because you may not do it because your vibration is off. But I read them. They ask me, what is my boyfriend thinking or feeling or whatever? And I just read the boyfriend. I describe the boyfriend. Never met the person. Don't even know the person. I describe them to the person. You know, this is what's emotionally going on inside them. That's what I do. Let me call. I think they're holding. Maybe they want to talk to you. Maybe they want to talk to me. But I'll try to get them to talk to you instead of me, because you're here.
Either is fine. I'm just excited.
Okay, so it's a 631 area code, and then they've been holding for a while. Let's see what's going on. Caller. Hello? Are you there? They've been holding so long, they go out and boil some tea or play with the dog or something. So are you there? Hello? Nope. Wait a minute. Hold on. No, you're supposed to be there. Okay, so I'm going to put them on hold. And you can come back. Tell me if you want 631 area code, if you want to notice, tell me in the chat room that you do want to talk, I'll come back to you. So, okay, that happens from time to time. People just kind of disappear on you if they've been holding for a while. They run into the kitchen. Carrie, are you still there? Yes,
I sure am.
Okay, I just want to make sure I don't lose anybody. This board thing is a little confusing sometimes, because you don't know who's here. So let me take another call. 651 area code. Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I found a human being. Hi, how are you today? And who are we
speaking
to?
I'm good. It's Leslie.
Leslie, how are you? And I ask you that, okay? Let me just kind of get in my sequence. So, Leslie, what is going on? Did you have a question for Carrie? Did you get to listen to the first part of the show and what Carrie does and how she helps people?
A little bit. I kind of caught the tail end of it.
I heard the empath part. Yeah, let's get into the nature of your question and see if we're kind of on the same vibration this morning.
Okay. Well, I do find that I'm not doing very well at clearing my energy. And
okay.
So I find that it just kind of builds up, and then all of a sudden I'm just exhausted.
Are you speaking of negative energy in your life? Or is it just overwhelmed by all
so.
Energy?
I think we're just, and probably all, just stuff that isn't mine.
Okay. So you're just having a hard time. You just get overwhelmed by all this energy, all this stuff coming at you all the time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we live in an environment, and we live in the world where we're being bombarded with information constantly, all the time, right? You can't go anywhere unless you get
mm-hmm.
the information that. So, Carrie, did you have a thought for how to help clear that so that she can stay focused, I guess would be a good word, right?
Sure, absolutely. Hi, Leslie. It's nice to meet you.
Hi.
Yeah, the first image that I got was of a sponge that over time, I get the sense that your energy field has sort of developed the frequency of a sponge and very much absorbing what's around you. And I think one of the best ways to wring out that sponge is to first have the awareness, like you're having now, that I'm taking on things that aren't mine, and being able to, number one, set the intention that you are only responsible and willing to take responsibility for that which belongs to you. And sometimes we think it has to be some big fancy ritual or extensive, you know, ceremony or procedure, but honestly, in my experience, it's sometimes just as simple as setting that intention that I don't have to take on things that aren't mine. And that may be about unpacking things over the years that you have been carrying that don't belong to you. I don't know how that resonates with you, but I'm really picking up that energy. It's like a backpack, like people have just sort of dumped things in there and you've allowed them to. And so now it's about empowering yourself to empty that out and not put any more in and let other people carry their own stuff.
Okay.
And I have a thought for you too. So I do a lot. I work with meditation. I've been teaching meditation, leading meditation for years and years and years. And I do a lot of guided meditation. Do you meditate at all?
I do.
Okay. Here's an idea in meditation you might want to think about. When you do a guided meditation, go to a body of water in your meditation. Okay? It could be a lake, the ocean, whatever it is, whatever feels comfortable for you. Following me so far? And visualize
yeah.
yourself in the water. Visualize yourself in the water, laying in the water, floating in the water. And as you're doing that, just visualize releasing all that extra energy that you don't have. Because when you get below into the subconscious is where you're going to start releasing that. So you're telling your subconscious mind basically in a meditation, I want to release all these things that I don't want to carry around with me. And it works.
Mm-hmm.
I studied hypnotherapy years ago. It's the same kind of principle. But then also in meditation, you're going to relax. Your body's going to relax. You're going to get into a different brainwave, and you're going to start releasing. So do something like that. Or the other thing you can do is I really find very effective is just visualize yourself walking through a series of misters. You know, they have misters like in the hot summers where people like restaurants and so forth. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just
yep.
feel the water coming down your body and taking out all that extra energy that you don't want and all that stuff that you don't want. Just let it be a clearing process. The visualization helps your subconscious to do that.
Okay.
Okay? Try something like that. But in
yep.
meditation, however you do the meditation, go in with the intent of clearing and releasing energy that's unwanted. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Try it. It works for me. I don't know if it works. I don't care. I'm sure you meditate from time to time, and I'm sure it does a lot of help for you to just kind of clear it. I just do deep breathing sometimes. That just kind of helps me let go of everything.
Yes,
Okay.
Definitely yeah. been a useful tool for me. And I really love the imagery of water that you brought in there too, George. I think water is so cleansing and transformative, and it made me think of another way that I release. I never go to bed at night before taking a shower, and I literally use that time not necessarily to clean my physical body but to cleanse my energetic body. And I imagine as the water is pouring down over my body that anything that doesn't serve my highest and best interest, anything that hasn't been that's collected over the day that I haven't really been present with, that it can wash down the drain. And our mind is a very powerful tool for release.
Excellent. And you can do it in the bathtub. You can do that. You can use aromatherapy. Lavender is really good. The essence of lavender is really good for clearing. So let me take another caller because people seem to be lining up to talk. So thank you. I hope that helped, Leslie.
Yep, thank you.
Have a beautiful weekend. Have some fun.
You too.
Let the little girl inside you play this weekend, okay?
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks.
Okay. So we're back to the original caller that asked for earlier, who asked to talk earlier. For some reason, she couldn't hear. 631. Let's try that. Hello? We're having, wait a minute. Hello, are you there? I'm having a hard time connecting with this caller. So if you just want to write a question in the chat room, I know, but I can't hear you, my friend. I can't hear you for some reason.
Oh.
There you
maybe
are.
Maybe I'll call back. Hi.
No, you're there. You're there. Who are we speaking to?
Can you hear? My name's Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. How are you today?
Great. How are you both? Well, honestly, I'd be lying if I said I was great. I mean, I guess I'm good, but could be in better spirits.
Is there a question or a thought or something that maybe gives some information to you on?
Well, I was kind of hoping, yeah, this, I was kind of pulled to your site, and I think by spirit, and I am in fear right now. I'm up against a pending eviction due to something that I did that was actually valiant to rescue a dog, and now I'm pending eviction with my pack. And I'm very, you know, I'm trying not to let the fear override my common sense and my faith, but I'm just wondering if you think that this is something that will happen, and if it does, if, you know, where I may end up will be a better situation for me, or...
Okay, I'm
kind of disheartening.
I understand, Carrie. Did you have a thought for? I have some thoughts, but I'm not going to avoid. I'm going to avoid making predictions in the full sense of the word prediction. But I have some thoughts, Carrie. Did you have a thought for?
I'm feeling inclined to have you go first, and I'm gonna sit with mine and see what happens.
Okay, let me give you this. You know, as I've mentioned lots of times on this show, that I'm a real practitioner of the law of attraction. That the vibration that we put out there is the vibration we get back. And I know you're in a really serious situation, and it just doesn't look good. And it's hard to ignore that kind of situation, right? The word I keep getting from spirit, the word I thought I keep getting, is visualize the outcome that you want to see. Continue to get into the energy of hope, okay, versus just saying it's all going to work out and everything's going to be beautiful. I don't want to give you any false promises here, and I'm not trying to be that kind of psychic this morning, but I do get the idea from spirit that what you need to do is hold on to hope, to visualize what you want, okay, what the outcome you want to see. And I keep getting a clear thing about you seem to have a personality that you can reach out to other people. You're not shy, correct?
No, I don't think I am, but I don't usually, I have a lot of integrity. I don't usually ask people. People typically come to me, and I get things done, and that's what happened. And
well, let me give you the word I get anyway. And it's not that you're going to go crying to other people, I got this horrible thing happening to me and you have to help me. But it's networking. It's just networking. Sometimes you do have to ask for help. Sometimes you have to explain your situation. If people don't want to help, you just accept them as friends and just, you know that there are circumstances they can't help. But right. But networking is really important for you, just to put out the word, do some research, and network with people that you know that could have ideas or direction. And all you're asking for is ideas. You're not asking for their particular help. You're asking for ideas. What do you think? What should I do? Or, you know, just network. The more you put it out there, the more the universe starts to know that this is what you want, this is what you're visualizing, and answers will come to you. I believe in the strong, and I've studied this for a long time, and this has worked a lot in my life. When I have a problem, I separate myself from the problem. I turn the problem over. I turn it over to the divine, to God, to spirit, source energy. Okay, you take the problem. I'm going to start finding things to enjoy in my life and to appreciate in my life, and I'm going to give it to you, God. Now, it's worked for me, and I know it's worked for millions of people. So that's what I would say to you. You visualize what you want and turn it over and ask for help. Okay?
Right. Yeah, and so it's a little complicated because, I mean, in essence, I'd like to stay here, finish my education within the next month to get my license, and she's saying no, and this only happened this week, and yet I have for a long time wanted to go to Florida, but, you know, I have a pack of dogs that are my family and my children, and it's kind of just difficult to uproot and find a place to live within my financial budget that would allow me to do that. So I'm kind of torn, you know. Do I stay or do I go? I mean, if I'm forced to have to go, yeah, I have no other recourse than to up and leave.
Okay.
But I refuse to part with my past. That's not happening.
Joanne, is this a familiar pattern for you that you feel forced to do things that you don't feel ready for, or is this? I guess I'll just leave it at that. Is that a familiar position for you to be in?
It can be, yeah, because I've been controlled by this person my whole life, basically. So
yeah.
It is a fearful situation, yeah. I've been living in this fear for many years.
Yes. So that's what I'm hearing, the word opportunity for a shift in your energy pattern, that there's like almost an unconscious agreement that you've made to allow yourself to be controlled, and so you keep feeling forced out of things rather than really going inward and connecting with your truth and being the one to make the decision so that this energy can shift and change. So I don't know what that's going to look like or mean for you, but sometimes when we feel like we're being victimized by a person or a situation, there's often an agreement that we've made at some level within ourselves to stay within the energy of that scenario. And I really like what George was saying about using our own abilities to co-create a new experience when we're ready for that. And
right. I mean, this is, you know, I'm really at the point where this just may be the camel that broke the straw that broke the camel's back, you know, for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, my mother is my landlord. She doesn't live here. But like I said, I did something that entailed rescuing a dog. He didn't come here, but it was misconstrued that he did, and she didn't want any more animals in her home. And she said, "That's it, you're out. I'm getting my lawyer, and I'm evicting you." So I'm kind of like, and I'm disabled. I collect a small disability check every month, and it's just going to be really difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was just wondering if there was any word from spirit that would give me any more, you know, peace of mind other than what I'm trying to seek from my God and my faith.
Joanne,
but the unknown is the unknown.
Joanne, just let me leave you with this because, you know, you understand that you're in a very difficult situation and you're asking for guidance from spirit. And all I can tell you from my spiritual connection, if you want to call it that, is that you're under divine guidance. Okay, that's where the trust has to go. And I'll go back to what I said, is it's really about turning it over, releasing it, releasing yourself from the problem as much as you can, and saying that there is a higher power, there's something beyond me that can bring a solution, because I don't have the solution. I have the problem, I don't have the solution. I'm going to give this to another energy, call it God, call it spirit. And I know and I trust in my heart that that will happen. Okay?
Right.
And miracles,
this is true.
You have to believe in miracles, dear. You have to believe in them.
Oh, I do. I truly
okay.
do. I mean, I'm
so
a very faithful person.
Hang on to that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay? You take care.
Thank you.
Carrie, are you still there?
I am.
Those are difficult situations for people. We get up against the wall, and we don't know how to get over the wall, around the wall. We don't know how to break the wall down. And at some level, I believe you have to trust that there's a power greater than ourselves that will get us through the wall.
Yeah. Now, one of my favorite questions when I'm in those times in my own life is, how is this happening for me? And I really felt that in Joanne's energy of trying to look for the opportunity. And I think as long as I can keep that curiosity open of how something is happening for me rather than to me, the options reveal themselves to me. And that is how I have come into a relationship of trust with being supported and surrendering to allowing that support to be there for me.
We have another caller. I don't know how long you're going to be with me today. I'm not sure, but we'll at least take one more call, and then you can tell me what's going on in your situation. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. Let's 650 area code.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, it's kind of a bad connection. It sounds very windy or something, like wind is in it. Yeah, I don't know where you guys are, if you're outside or whatever.
Well, I'm in beautiful California, Southern California. I'm not sure where Carrie is.
I'm in Florida.
Oh. I'm in Northern California, up in the Bay Area by San Francisco.
Okay. Isn't it amazing how people from all over different regions can come together and talk in this manner? So who are we speaking
I love it.
Who are we speaking to?
My name is Carolyn, and like I said, I'm in Northern California, and I do have a question. I have a business that's up for sale, and I want to see if she sees, or both of you see, that that's going to sell soon, or what's going to happen.
Do you want it to sell, Carolyn?
Yeah, I do.
And it feels like you've done everything you need to do, isn't it? Isn't it true? You've done everything you need to do. You're on top of this, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You've kind of done what your part, and you stay on top of your part, correct?
Correct.
So now it's just kind of up to the universe, isn't it? Or making the right connections, correct?
Yes. I've called somebody that used to be interested in buying a business like this, and he hasn't returned my call, so I don't know if it's him or if I need to just start advertising. I want to give him first grabs at it, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, the expression I get for that is put limits on how long you're going to wait for that individual. Okay? Follow
okay.
me?
Okay.
Don't,
absolutely.
Don't extend the time frame. It's almost like you say, almost in your mind saying, well, you have till, let's say, March 1st. I'm not why I get March 1st. That's not far
uh-huh.
away, right? But
no,
you're in a hurry to get this done. You want this
yes,
done.
Yes, because I'm left with all the debt my partner accrued.
So you need to start an action plan with or without this person like yesterday, right?
Absolutely.
Now, that's what it feels like your energy is. Don't wait on somebody else. Do it now. Do whatever
mm-hmm.
you need to do now to push it forward. And we're getting back to this whole thing of turning it over. Here's my problem, God. Okay, bring me a quick solution to this problem. To the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So you've done all the pre-planning to resolve this and sell this business. Now it's just putting it out there. Much is broad.
Yeah, well, just yesterday my partner agreed to sell the business to get rid of my debt because he's not paying me, so.
What type of business is it?
It's a vapor store in the Sacramento area.
Okay. I'm not familiar with, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. But you'll get it out.
Yeah.
You'll sell it.
I'll sell it. Okay.
It's a profitable business, isn't it?
It's a profitable business if the right people run it. Yeah. But my partners had the wrong people running it, so that's why I'm like, you're not going to make any money to pay me off. So, you know, then he finally just agreed to sell it yesterday. I'm like, thank you. But I just wanted to see if you see it as a quick sell or...
I don't want to get into the prediction end of it, whether it's quick or sale, but it feels like your energy is a quick sale. I mean, your soul is saying, we're going to make this happen quickly. Your inner self is saying, yes, I want to get this done quickly, and I'm willing to do what I need to do to get it done quickly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
You want out.
I just want the debt paid. I don't even want to make a profit. I just want the debt paid.
What I mean by out is you want out of the whole situation. You want it over with.
Absolutely.
Done, and everything taken care of, and you can go back to what you really want to be doing at this point in your life, right?
Yes, I do. I just want to clear the slate. I know, I spoke to you last week and about the debt issue, and you said, yes, I see you'll get out of debt. And then yesterday you agreed to sell it. I'm like, oh, my God, maybe that's how I'm going to get out of this debt. And then now I just want to know how quick it was going to happen.
Well, without giving
it's
you...
It's quite a bit of debt, by the way.
I, you know, without giving you, like, well, it's going to happen by April 1st, I'm not going to go there. But I just really feel that there's an urgency here on your part and an urgency to get it done, and it will get done quickly. Okay?
Okay. Great.
Okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Carrie, did you have any other thoughts for this lady, or are we...
I do. I'm wondering, I feel like aligned with what George is saying, that all the external factors are in place, but I'm wondering, are you aware of any part of you that doesn't want to sell the business? Because I think we have parts of us that are really on it and urgent and ready, and then we have parts of us that have a different experience. And I was led, when I first encountered your energy and of the question, to say, do you want to sell the business? And that's where that question was coming from.
Because last year we had two stores, and he sold our real profitable store to someone who drove it into the ground and never paid the debt. So that was when I didn't want to sell, but he's given us this smaller store back in lieu of not paying the debt. So I'm just like, it's that smaller store isn't going to generate enough revenue if the right person isn't working it to pay my debt, because it's quite substantial. I'm the one that got stuck with all the debt, and the only reason I went into the business was to give a friend a job who couldn't find a job up there. So I did it for the right reasons, but then I'm the one who got stuck in the end with all the debt when he sold it to this other guy. Now when he gave us this smaller store, I'm like, he finally agreed to sell that one, and I'm like, thank you, and pay the debt off. Because I pay all my personal bills, and this is scaring the heck out of me.
Yeah, it just feels like to me that this what I'm reading you and your energy, this is like you're at the millstone around your neck right now. You just want to let
totally.
Go.
It's scary to have debt, yeah.
So it's whether you like the business or not or enjoy the business is just a burden, right?
Yes, the debt is a burden, yes. So I'm willing to let the business go.
Once you let it go, then you can do whatever you do if you like to go back. You like to be in business, though.
Yes, I do like wheeling and dealing, and I like to be in business, yeah.
So,
but I don't want to be in business with this particular guy. He keeps trying to drag me into another business, and I'm like, no way, because you already put me in debt once.
Yeah, so once you free yourself of this, you'll be able to go out on your own and create again, right?
Yes,
You'll do it, okay? You have that drive and determination to do it, okay?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, put my kid through college. I want, you know, I don't want this debt hanging over us to have to pay that too, because I'm going to have a bigger debt coming at me of the college. Okay, thanks for your help.
Well, let me give you one other idea here, because, you know, sometimes... Because you use the word debt a lot. So your vibration is thinking in debt. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to shift your vibration of thought to prosperity.
Totally.
I know I have that.
Mm-hmm. Because the death thing, it just, it's like, you know, that quote I was going to use, which I haven't used yet, was basically the idea of the thoughts, that the vibration we put out is what we get back.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of thinking in terms of, oh, this death, you start thinking in terms of the prosperity that's coming to you in the near future.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Right, and then set your target. I'm going to have $1 million in 2 years. Profit.
Oh, okay.
Why not? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
go
be
for
happy
it.
If it's $100,000. You're right.
Because you have the ability and talent to do it. You're just, your vibration is kind of stuck in debt right now.
Yes, this is holding me back. Yes.
So let it go. Start thinking prosperous, and the debt will go away.
Okay.
Okay. Got
great.
It. Take care.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's that old, Kara, if you're still there, it's that old adage. If you think you're sick, if you're thinking sick, you're going to be sick. You think, I'm sick. Well, that's your state of being, right?
Absolutely. It's our mind is a powerful thing. And I think that the challenge is in our human reality, we have parts of us that need our love and attention who do have patterns of lack that they feel stuck in. But to me, it's not about ignoring them. It's about supervising and bringing compassion to those aspects of ourselves. And I think that's where we get stuck, because we try to pick one. I'm either going to be abundant or I'm going to be in lack, but the reality is we have parts of us that embrace all of those things, and they need our supervision. I call it supervised manifestation, because if we're manifesting blindly or unconsciously, we are maintaining vibrations that don't really resonate. But we also can't be ignoring things in our human reality, because I don't think that welcomes the manifestation either. So it's tricky, a little more complex than we sometimes, I think, give voice to.
Right. And I believe that it's emotions, too. It's, what is your emotional base? What are your emotions telling you? You can be thinking one thing, but what are your emotions telling you?
Yeah.
Are you congruent with emotions and thoughts? People tell me all the time, I want this, this, and this, and this, but their emotions are kind of like the opposite, you know, they're not feeling it. Okay, I don't know how much longer you have to be with me this afternoon or morning or wherever it is in Florida. What part of Florida are you in?
I'm in Central Florida, Orlando, and yeah, it's afternoon here, and
well, can you stick around for at least one more call and see what happens?
I can.
Okay. I have this thing about wanting to live in the Caribbean. I have this thing. I've started when I was like in my 20s, and I'm a lot older than that now. But I've always like, I have like this idea of living on an island somewhere. I have this visions of warm water and tropical breezes, a little catamaran. So when people say Florida or the Keys, I'm going, oh, okay, I'm ready to go.
And I want to come out to California. I spend a few months a year out there in San Diego, so I haven't made the full move yet, but...
Well, San Diego is much closer in environment to what you're, than what the Los Angeles area, to what you're probably dreaming about. Yeah. Okay, let's take one more call.
Great.
Hello?
Hi, it's Lori calling.
Oh, hi. Hi, Lori. How are you today?
Hi. Well, my car stopped running yesterday, and... I'm pretty stressed out. I'm wondering when, you know.
Well, we've talked a few times, and to give Carrie a little background, you've had a lot of issues with your vehicle, and it's probably a big part of your life of having a car that will function right. And it was very expensive for it to get fixed.
Yes.
And I really felt it was very manageable, but, you know, sometimes. Okay, so what's the big question today, though? I know you're going through this emotion. Well, maybe Carrie can help you work through this emotionally a little bit versus the outcome of the situation, if that makes sense. Are you willing to help her a little bit? Carrie, are you following her problem?
Yeah, I mean, the first word that I hear is just breathe. It feels like there's the fear is kind of disconnecting you from yourself. And... yeah, the situation really needs your presence.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm so afraid.
Yeah, it's scary. Yeah.
So I don't know, what do you think I'm going to have to get that? It'll be repairable, or will I have to get another car?
No, I'm not sure about the car, but I feel like it's the situation is representative of a larger energy that you're trying to understand and deal with in your life, which is how to feel more empowered and more in control. I get the feeling of a lot of powerlessness around this relationship with the car. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. How? So what do you suggest? And then I have a really bad problem. I don't know what it's called. Trichinalia, or I don't know, but you can't stop picking your hair out.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop pulling your hair out.
Yeah. Have you ever explored EFT, called the Emotional Freedom Technique? You can look that up on the internet, but it's a wonderful way to kind of balance our energy field and experience more empowerment over the situations that we're going through. I'm feeling that may be supportive to you.
Okay.
Just look into and consider.
Okay.
And or if EFT, or there are practitioners most likely in your area, and you go to the website and you can probably find somebody who can kind of guide you through the process.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's people that work virtually and in person. And yeah, I feel like support is the other word here. I love that you gave yourself permission to call in and to speak with George and I today, but allowing yourself to have that support on your path and knowing that you don't have to do it by yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, just reach out. Reach out. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I keep trying to do.
You will.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So, okay, Carrie, so I'm not going to try to keep you on the show any longer. I think we've run out of callers anyway. And I appreciate you joining me today. It's been, actually, I love your insights. I appreciate your insights and I appreciate your point of view and your wisdom and your knowledge in helping people. Sometimes it's good for people to hear from different points of view, especially people who have had that kind of, this last call, the same, similar problems for quite a while. It's always good to get other insights.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. You've got a wonderful community here, and it's been a blessing to be able to come and connect with you all.
Thank you. One more time, give us your information so if people want to contact you through your website, they can do that.
Absolutely. My website is carrienola.com, and I help spiritual entrepreneurs really wake up to fulfilling their soul's mission. And so if that's you, feel free to stop on by and check out the resources that I have, and would love to support you.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and have a beautiful weekend. Do something
Thanks
special.
So much.
Do something special
you
for you. Okay, bye now.
I sure will. Bye-bye.
So I want to thank Carrie again for joining me today on the show. It's always nice to have co-hosts or people that can join in, and you know, if you have something, if you know somebody, or if you're in a spiritual practitioner of some form and you want to come on the show and talk a little bit about your practice, and maybe even people can ask you questions, I'm willing and open to that possibility. So if anybody wants to join me on the show and do that, I'd love to have you. Any questions in the chat room? I'd like to take questions from the chat room and talk to people in the chat room. We have a few minutes left in the show. I kind of alluded to a quote I had from the Abraham material. If you're familiar with Abraham, Esther and Jerry Hicks, Abraham Hicks material. And I wanted to give you this quote because it's pretty appropriate to what we've been talking about. And as I mentioned, I've been studying the law of attraction for a number of years and kind of delved into it. And over the last, let's say, 2 years or so, I've really gotten into this whole idea about our emotions have as big an effect upon us as our thinking, because our emotions drive our thought patterns. Now, some people have always said, well, it's the other way around, but I've kind of come to believe that there is an integration between the two, the thoughts and the emotions, but a lot of times our emotions will drive our thoughts. But let me give you this quote anyway. So, that which is like unto itself is drawn. Everything that you perceive here in your physical environment is vibration. And the life you're living is your vibrational interpretation. The powerful law of attraction is at root of everything that you experience. And the stable, never-changing, always accurate premise of the bliss law is that which is like is into itself is drawn. When you give thought to something, you begin the attraction process of the essence of that subject into your own life experience. Once you have activated a thought vibration within yourself by giving your attention to the subject, the progression of expansion occurs. And that's so appropriate because some of the callers today is about our thought process, and I believe that it has a lot to do with our emotional process. It has a lot to do with that connection to it. So, moving back, let me see if anybody has anything, questions or thoughts on any particular topic. Now, going off into a little total different direction, I'm just kind of like, because I believe in the mind-body-soul connection, and we're all concerned about, but there's a concern amongst all of us, a lot of us about, you know, getting older is inevitable, but necessarily aging too quickly is not as inevitable. And I thought this article, that was rather interesting. This is from Today's Show, the health segment of the Today's Show. It was about foods that actually age us. And again, we emphasize the idea of moderation in anything, but I thought there was 9 foods that they mentioned. And some of this we probably already know, but it's always good to be reminded of, oh yeah, this is doing this to me. Number one on the list of foods that could add to our aging process is sugar. Sugar is definitely the biggest culprit in speeding up the process of premature aging. Dr. Whitney Bowe, a dermatologist at the Advanced Dermatology in New York City. It makes us look more haggard and wrinkled. Now, there are guidelines of how much sugar or grams of sugar that's healthy for us each day and our sources of sugar, but just the emphasis is really being conscious of the sugar that we're taking into our body every day. So sugar is number one thing. I think most of us are aware of sugar, the potentiality towards diabetes and other illnesses, but did you kind of think in terms of that? It ages you, it wrinkles you. Ooh, if you could just avoid something like that, what a benefit it would be. Alcohol, number two on the list. Alcohol, well, I think that's pretty obvious that alcohol will do that. There was one thing that's not on the list that really jumped out at me was smoking, cigarettes. How cigarettes can really age you. So they don't throw that in there, but obviously because it's not really a food per se, but it's still one of the main culprits of aging, and alcohol will do the same thing to you. And their comment was that if you're going to drink, red wine is better than beer or hard liquor because of the ingredients in red wine. So you might think about it in that. Oops. Oh, what happened? Oh, my computer just went crazy. Are you still there? Oh, you're still there. Okay. That was kind of weird. The computer just went kind of off into a whole different direction. The next one on the list, which I'm really conscious of because I've been recently diagnosed with high blood pressure, which I'm working on, both diet and medication. But it's salt. Salt doesn't aggravate aging, but it does make faces look puffier and darkness under the eye bags. So you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to help avoid having salt. And I become a package reader, like how many grams of salt are in whatever, or sodium, or whatever I'm eating. So I'm very conscious of the amount of sodium I'm taking in every day. And it's in almost every processed food that you can buy. So I would be really careful about the sodium, because obviously the high blood pressure is an issue for a lot of people. There's really a high percentage of Americans who are suffering from high blood pressure, and the diets have a big influence on that. And there's certain foods that they mention here which are really high in potassium, which helps balance the sodium in our diet. And one of my favorites, I'll give you that, is sweet potatoes. Not packaged sweet potatoes, but sweet potatoes, baked sweet potatoes, are really high in potassium. And another one is melons. Certain melons, honeydew and cantaloupe, are really high in potassium, and they help balance the sodium that we take into our bodies. Okay, I'm going to flip, see if anybody's there, wants to talk to me. Okay. Comments from the peanut gallery. No, I'm kidding. Yes, people typing. But I thought this was interesting. If we can look at our diets, and if we can see what foods are having an effect about premature aging, it does save us from doing a lot of things to avoid aging that may be very expensive, and then the end result could be much worse than just changing our diet somewhat, right? Okay, so what's the next one? Next food on the list is, I don't have time for all of these, but I thought I'd go through saturated fats. I'm not going to make a whole lot of comment on most of these. I'll just give you the kind of the list, and you can think about it and look it up and see how that affects you individually, or what part of your diet is saturated fats. And they're found in fatty foods and dairy and coconut oil. Be careful of saturated fats. Soda. Soda. And I'll just leave it at that. Soda. And the next one on the list is nitrates. Nitrates you'll find in a lot of processed meat. You'll find it like in bacon and that sort of thing. We have a lot of processed hot dogs, bacon, ham. And there's a tendency towards carcinogenics being in that. But look it up. Look up nitrates and how that can affect you physically and part of the aging process. Okay. Gluten. And I'm not going to get too deeply into this. That there's a lot of controversy about gluten and how much you take in and how much you don't take in. And the next one is, I thought this was really interesting. Charred meats. While grilled foods make delightful summertime treats, charred meats contain a hidden danger. They contain with them certain chemicals which are both carcinogenics. So they basically recommend that if you're going to barbecue, char your meat, cut off the charred ends, kind of make sure that your meat is cooked without being charred on the ends, and avoid the charred aspect of meat. Okay, we're almost out of time. I want to thank Carrie once again for joining me today. I'll throw that little article in there. I thought, how to keep from aging prematurely by just changing your diet, making slight changes in your diet. I will be back on Monday, and hopefully you will join me on Monday. This has been a lot of fun. I hope you appreciate the show. Hopefully I can help you individually. If you have any questions for me, you can contact me through the Blog Talk Radio page. Or you can contact me through my website or my Facebook page. And if you need some help in meditation, and what I call therapeutic meditation, please contact me. So it's been a lot of fun. Oh, a thought for the day. We're going to end the show with a little thought for the day. I just have fun, really. Just experience life. really find something joyful to do this weekend. As my comment always is for people, laugh, giggle, play, and find something really to appreciate this weekend. Okay, talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. Bye now.